experts to an amphibic ombopon episode of Everyone is an Expert.
Where are you getting these words? Like a thesaurus or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do not know.
One point, Christina.
Welcome. I'm your first host, Nicodemus. I'd like to give you a heads up. This podcast will use adult language from time to time, adult situations, and of course, humor. So we talk about a variety of subjects, and maybe you don't like the words we choose or how we present the information. So just a friendly heads up. We'd like for you to stick around and listen to it, but for those don't have those kind of tastes, here's your heads up. Here's your warning.
You got to go.
Yes, to go. And I'll hand this over to our second host.
Oh, not rash in the house today. Loving this day. I don't even know what day it is. They just all run together. But these are our opinions. All four of us have different ones. I'm sure they differ from you. You might agree with us. You might not agree with us. But that's what we're here for, is to show opinions and how we can be different. And I'm going to pass it over to Christina.
And yes, like you said, I am Christina, and this podcast, man, I can't talk today, can be controversial, and we want to show everybody that you cannot agree with somebody, but you can still like them and be friends. And I'm going to pass this over to my other friend, the other host.
I am Sarah with an H. Most of all, we just want y'all to have a good time and enjoy listening to us, because we have fun doing it.
That's right.
That's right. A lot of fun doing it.
Love it.
My little thesaurus, for those who didn't crack that code, we're talking about childhood obesity.
Okay? Those fat little bastards.
Already.
Fat babies are cute.
Yep. Didn't say they're not cute. Poor little bastards. I mean, they're going to be fat little bastards.
Oh, yeah. Fat bastards can be cute. Look at Austin Powers.
We went from babies to Austin Powers. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I think she has a secret Mike Myers crush.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no.
That plays in my favor.
Yay!
Short and wide like Mike Myers.
Okay.
Anyways, we're talking about childhood obesity. I don't know why y'all gotta like insult them with fat bastards. That's just kind of harsh right off the bat, too.
It's a comedy podcast. That's what we do.
Keep it classy, though.
Okay.
Keep it classy.
Yeah.
All right. So, what is childhood obesity to you, Rash?
To me?
Yeah.
I think we know.
Describe it.
Describe childhood obesity. Okay. It's a kid that's 10 years old and weighs 300 fucking pounds.
Mm, yeah, that'd be up there.
You know, I mean, I don't go by the whole BMI thing in life and all that, because if we did that, it'd say I'm obese, you know. But
yeah.
But a kid that's, you know, a two-year-old kid that weighs 150 pounds, you know.
It's too much.
It's too much, you know, like. Right.
And you're not a fat bastard.
No, I'm not. I'm a skinny prick.
Right on. Okay, so that's childhood obesity. That's your point. That's a little extreme, though.
300 pounds, it is extreme, but you know what I'm saying? You know, like you know, like a 10-year-old, depending on their height, their weight's supposed to match up according to the body mass index.
Right.
But when you see kids that eat nothing but junk food and McDonald's and shit like that, I mean, they're fat. And, you know, I just feel bad for them because
it's not their fault.
Well, it is their fault because they're putting it in their mouth, but it's the food that's offered to them. It's not. Instead of a home cooked meal, it's
exactly.
It's the choice of their parents to take them there or to feed them this and feed them that. You know, all kids want candy. Every fucking one of them.
Exactly.
Right. You know,
they're not mature enough to make the good decisions. I mean, if the parents are only giving them junk food, it's not their fault.
Right. Exactly. To your point, they're not in control of the money. So
right.
Yeah. Well, what do you think it means, Christina?
I think straight up just bad parents. That's all I see when I see a fat kid.
Really?
Straight up, it's not the kid's fault. The parent is the one feeding the child. I mean, yeah, the kid may be, you know, getting junk here and there and stuff, but at home, you can control what food is where, basically, and what's going in your kid's mouth. And if, you know, they're asking for a snack every hour, and you're saying that's fine, and the only snacks you've got are fudge bars. Or something.
No ho-hos or snowballs or twinkies?
Well, that's just...
Come on!
We had some fudge bars last week, and I hadn't had them in like 10 years, and it was great.
Fudge bars. Is that like secret word for a turd?
Oh, you just ruined my fudgies.
I'm sorry. We can call them fudgies, too. With nuts.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, good. Well, maybe you'll eat...
That's what I did. That's what I mean. I know that's jumping to conclusions. I know there are exceptions to that.
No,
but yeah. I mean, majority of what I see when I see fat babies, not Minnesota babies, but fat kids, is just bad parenting.
Okay. Fair enough. What about you, Sarah?
I don't necessarily see bad parenting. I see like lazy parenting. That, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd much rather just send your kid off to do their own thing and they're stuck in their bedroom and not doing anything, not going outside. Typically, when you see an obese child, you see an obese parent.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean,
you learn, kids learn from what they see.
Yeah.
And they're learning to be lazy and not do anything and not go outside and play. And
yeah.
It affects them.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
She swung the bat right at my ass.
Yeah,
because when I get off work, I go home and lay in the bed.
Yeah. Hey, the three of us are just going to take off now.
So swing away, baby.
You're doing such a good job.
Not every day.
Not every day. Make me feel a little better.
Well,
and I know I'm not a lazy parent,
and
so
you,
I'm just...
You get up very early in the morning, so it's okay if you come home and lay in bed.
I mean, that's true. I mean, kids are going to, you know, you got fat parents, you got fat kids, but you also see those ones that are just spoiled fucking rotten. And,
yeah.
They, you know, the parents are skinny, you know, CrossFitters or something, but they got fat kids because they just helicopter and spoil them.
Yeah, no, we're going to go into that because it's not always somebody's fault that they are obese. There
yeah.
are reasons, you know, genetically and stuff. Why people are more obese than others.
That was an obese cat for the listeners.
Yeah, that was our fatty catty.
Meow.
Try to keep this shit professional.
We are professional.
Yeah, professional amateurs.
That's
okay.
Right.
So the reason we're concerned with it's there's some risk involved with it, no matter how old you are, with obesity. But childhood obesity, that's what we're focusing on today. It can create high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Risk cardiovascular disease, increased risk and impaired glucose tolerance, insulin resistance, and type 2 diabetes, breathing problems like asthma and sleep apnea. I mean, it just goes on. Fatty liver disease, gallstones, it just goes on and on the list. So obviously, it's a huge concern.
And to think of all those things listed, this is children
yeah.
we're talking about. You know, no child should ever have to go through something
no.
like that.
No.
You know?
No. The long-term effects, obesity, childhood obesity may itself be enough to cause outcomes, including, I had to look this one up, metabolic syndrome. What they're talking about there is a cluster of conditions all thrown together that increases for heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes.
It's fat disease.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
That's basically what it is. It's fat disease.
It's fat disease.
Because there's a lot of diseases that come with fat, so.
It is, yeah, yeah.
My body's ridden with it. No.
Riddled with it, yeah. Increases blood pressure, high blood sugar, excess body fat around the waist, abdominal cholesterol, and goes on and on. But basically, yeah, your heart suffers a lot. It can even suffer your kidneys, and it even can go into the sexual organs of your body. It can actually affect menstrual cycles.
No.
I knew that.
No. The look on Nicodemus' face when Christina said that was just a solemn disappointment look.
Dude, she said fat dick.
She did. It can affect your genital region. Oh, you mean like a fat dick? Like, no. If that's how that worked, all men would eat a shitload of food.
Oh, you're damn right.
In fact, we have huge wieners. No.
Give me them donuts.
Give me them donuts. Fixing to make some new donut holes up in this bitch.
I'm going to be a porn star today.
Can't
nice.
He's going to hospital. What happened? Oh, he got that fat dick
disease. He got that fat dick disease. Fucking ate a whole pie last night and fucking went straight to his dick.
I can't believe you said that.
I think it more has to do with like interrupting the menstrual cycle or lowering your sperm count or.
I really was just making a joke, but it's
a good joke. It's a
wow.
good joke.
Wow. We didn't keep it classy in the first 5 minutes of this one.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry. Trying to move
oh,
on.
Oh, my here. Cheeks hurt.
Yes, I was talking more about ovarian syndrome, okay? It's a disorder involving infrequent, irregular, or prolonged menstrual periods, and often... That's not funny. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get over what she said. Moving on. The ovaries can also develop numerous small collections of fluid, and I'm probably going to butcher this, called follicles?
Like hair follicles right here?
Follicles, thank you. And may fail to regularly release
eggs. Oh, wait, might be follicles.
And may fail to regularly release eggs. So it can affect, obviously, a female child can affect her sexual organs like that. Not fat dick disease.
But. It's not going to shrivel up a clam.
No.
Shrivel up. No fat clams?
No.
No fat clams. infertility, of course, and we talked about a minute, asthma, and of course, orthopedic problems, you know. When you carry excess body weight, it's harder on your joints.
It is, absolutely.
We always talked about that, like, if you ever take any defensive classes, you know, to protect yourself against an assailant who's attacking you. And well, I was always taught, everybody's knees work the same. You can get as many muscles as you want, but knees work one way.
That's right.
There's only X amount of tendons. You can't do much
else.
They
only bend one direction.
That's right. Remember that. Or kick them in their fat dick. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Knock some of that lard.
Yeah, so, he's not going to feel it if it's fat.
Oh, no, trust me. You feel it. You don't believe
you
me.
You got that dick.
Don't worry about my wiener. But no, I'm serious. You know, Nick's talking about defensive classes, defensive tactics and whatnot. Did you know that somebody, you can grab somebody on their fat roll on the side and you can try to break it in half. They'll turn you loose, I promise.
Is it grab and twist?
No, like grab it with both hands and try to break it.
Oh, like give them like an Indian...
No, it's not like an Indian bird.
Not an Indian bird, no.
Please don't give me a purple nurple.
Hey, you got a head. You got me in the headlock. Got a knife coming through my throat. Oh yeah, how about this Indian burner?
It's really discomforting, isn't it?
Isn't that annoying?
But no, fat can hurt.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, well, it's got blood vessels. It's got. I mean, it's tissue.
Yes,
you know,
it's
not. It's just not lumps of fat in there.
Yeah. Right.
You know, everybody thinks of that surgery, they go in, liposuction, they come in, and they're just getting a bag out of fat. No, that's tissue. That is connected to you.
It hurts.
There's nerves, there's blood, there's a lot of stuff to it. So, and it goes back to why fat affects the body, of course, is because it slows down operations, because it takes a lot more effort for your body to maintain the more of you've created.
Right, yeah. Right.
And that's what I was going to say. These poor kids that are getting the fat disease, you know, young, they're having to, your body's having to deal with it a lot freaking longer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're just going to, things are going to shut down a lot sooner than what, you know, a healthy, quote unquote, healthy adult would do, you know, even if they were fat or something. You know what I
right.
mean? If you didn't get fat till later in life, you know, if you're having to start your body off that rough that soon, you know.
Right. And also, we call it fat disease, but I don't think fat is a disease. I think it could be hereditary.
Oh yeah. I'm just using it as an umbrella to cover
right.
all of it.
And a lot of kids will be bigger younger, and then they hit a growth spurt and they grow into their body.
And that's true,
you
too.
You know. But everybody knows an obese child when they see one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's I hate it because they have no control over it, you know.
So sad.
No, not a lot.
Instead of freaking a healthy snack, they get junk food snacks, you know. That's...
Yeah, and good segue here. And we touched on it earlier about what are the causes. So I've done a bunch of research. Children become overweight and obese for a variety of reasons. Most common causes are... genetic factors, lack of physical activity, unhealthy eating patterns, or a combination of these factors, which I think the majority are probably a combination.
Right,
of
absolutely.
Yeah.
But interesting fact, only in rare cases is being overweight caused by a medical condition such as a hormonal problem.
Right.
You don't really have hormones really flowing at that age. I mean, you do, but not in the same way. You know, those kind of issues just don't happen to younger people as often.
Well, it will. I mean, if it's in a hormonal imbalance, it'll affect you whatever age you are.
I'm saying the percentage wise, when you're they're younger like that, those hormonal things usually don't affect them as often. That's why it's more rare.
Right. Right. Well, I'm just saying it's very rare for it just to be a hormonal imbalance of why you are overweight. A lot of people want to lean to that more. Oh, it's not my fault. It's not my decision.
It's not thyroid.
It's like, yeah. It's something else. It's something out of my control. No. More in fact, it's probably something you can control.
It's probably because you got into the Twinkies when you should have got into the crackers.
Carrots.
Yeah, children are surrounded by several things that's easy to overeat, and it's harder to be active anymore, you know?
It is, and everything's sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Every snack is sweet. I mean, there's a lot of there's healthy snacks out there, and there's options, but, you know, when it's like, okay, I mean, think about this. When you go to a convenience store, okay, when I was growing up, king-size bars used to be on the bottom. Yeah. Now king-size bars are on the top.
Hmm.
It's a marketing strategy to present the bigger ones in a better light.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a lot more convenient just to grab it off the top
there. It's off topic, but I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of things that contribute to childhood obesity and shit parenting and lazy parenting.
They just knew the fat kids of our generations would get taller, and that's right, what they had to get,
Damn, look at this king-size Snickers up here on the top shelf.
The king-size has been following you through your
life. It has.
Like, you were shorter. They kept it on the bottom row for you when you were little. Now that you're grown, they moved it to the top.
It used to be candy cigarettes there. Now there's real cigarettes. Damn. Let me get a pack of them Marlboros.
So now it's just those, what they call those candy sticks that are nasty.
They can't call them cigarettes.
Well, no, I wouldn't argue with you. I think you're on point with that. I read a fact here. Children see up to 10,000 food commercials every year, and many of these are for fast food companies, candy, soft drinks, or sugared cereals.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, kids eat that up, and I remember seeing that on Saturday morning cartoons.
Had that too.
Oh, putting free toys in a box of the cereal?
Yeah.
Always wanted the free toy.
Yeah, it didn't matter if it was junk and you lost it and broke it 5 minutes after getting it out of the box.
You know what I mean?
Yes, and like you said, more food today is produced in fat and contains way too much sugar.
Every
Do you know how much?
Like a Orange Crush, 20-ounce bottle. Do y'all know how much sugar?
No idea.
70 grams.
Good.
70 grams.
70 grams of sugar.
So like a cube of sugar is 1 gram, right? But remember the little cubes of sugar? That's 1 gram, right?
I don't know that. This is the way
I two?
This I don't know. This is the way I think of it. I just imagine like a Ziploc baggie.
Yeah.
Back in my heyday of how many grams made an ounce? 28 grams make an ounce. Okay? 28 grams make an ounce.
Goodness. That is a lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar.
In one bottle.
Just look at this Coke right here. This is what we have is a little mini Coke. Kid size would be great for an after sporting event. Yeah. 12 fluid ounces. How much sugar's in here? 39 grams.
In a
sugar
12
in this.
Ounces of a soft drink. That is insane.
But the way I look at sugar, I'm not sure about the cube sugar's a gram, but the way I look at it is I just think of 70 grams in a Ziploc bag on a scale weighed out to 70 grams.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's how I think of that. And I know kids have done scientific experiments in school on this because I've seen the post on Facebook. But, you know, you think 39 grams of sugar, that's enough dry sugar to probably fill half that bottle.
Yeah, and I looked it up while we were going through it because we have I have a person through my company that does a lot of health and wellness, and it's 4 grams in a sugar cube. So you imagine a little bitty sugar cube.
Right.
We used to see a lot when we were kids. I don't see them a lot anymore. But that's 4 grams by itself. So that Orange Crush, that'd be almost 18. That'd be 17 and a half sugar cubes. And how many ounces is that?
It's a 20. It's either a 16 or a 20.
Usually 20.
Usually 20.
Yeah, it's just like a normal size Dr. Pepper
20.
Bottle. You know, just normal size
20
bottle.
Ounces.
Yeah, something you could fit in a glass. Can you imagine making...
You're making you a cup of tea.
Let me get some sweet tea with 17 and a half. How many grams of sugar would you like? 70, please.
It would just be like syrup. It'd be thick. I mean, they refine that stuff down to make it where it's not like a syrup in those bottles.
But see, and kids drink those up.
Oh, yeah.
Drink them up.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, as parents, you know, we all have kids here. We it's something you got to think about. Because, I mean, when your body takes in that much sugar, like I said, it affects you greatly. Your body turns it into fat. you are ruining other body functions, you know, your glucose intake and all that is thrown to whack. So how do parents affect child obesity? Children tend to eat what their parents eat, you know, like I loved how Sarah put it earlier. Maybe it's not bad parenting, but it's definitely lazy parenting. If you're lazy, I hate to put it like that, but yeah, if you're not very active and you don't eat very healthy, guess what? Children are doing the same thing.
Right. Children are led by example.
Yeah, exactly. New study suggests parental contribution to growing obesity problem among children and teenagers due, again, to poor dietary habits along with environmental and other factors are strongly linked to obesity. So how y'all live in your house? Fighting, a lot of fights in your house, right. There's a lot of tension all the time, drama. Well, that puts stress on adults. Yeah. Guess what? Put stress on children.
Absolutely.
What do children want to do? They want comfort food, just like us.
Yeah.
Well, and children pick up on emotions. I used to work in daycare in the nursery, and if I was having a bad day and was irritable coming in, it was made worse because the babies would pick up on my emotional current, I guess you could call it. They could tell I was irritated. If I was in a good mood and they were irritated or whatever, they could, you know, I know that sounds weird. You don't project it onto them, but, you know, they pick up on your emotions. If you're upset, they get upset. If you're mad, they're mad, you know?
Could you see little Johnny? Christina's coming to work and he's in the daycare and he's like, ah! Look at this irritable asshole coming to work today. It's going to be a shit day, boys.
Fuck you, Johnny.
Sorry, Christina. But that joke fluttered down whenever you're talking about that. I was like, ooh, I got one.
Gummy shit day to day, boys. All right, so as a parent, we need to encourage healthy eating habits. You know, provide plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grain products, include low-fat or non-fat dairy products. Choose lean meats, poultry, fish. Sarah's favorite food is fish. and beans for
come
protein.
On, you gotta slap him back. You can't just let him get away with that.
No, he can get away with it. It's okay.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I got that kind
Should
of
Should we pull. Be scared?
Wow. Nope. I'm not worried.
I got a fat dick now.
I ate a pie last night. Now we just wait.
It'll take a few hours.
Sorry, you're on beans, whole grains.
Well, she had
healthy snacks.
She had to throw in her favorite phrase today right before I say reasonably sized.
My timing is impeccable.
Yeah.
So is the word portions?
Yes. Portions. Yeah. How'd you know it was Catholics. Portions? It wasn't.
Fat dick, man. Yeah, I know.
And to finish it all up, another thing we can do as parents is encourage your family to drink a lot of water. Yes. Water is the best thing you can drink, hands down. No sugars, no fats, no nothing to worry about.
Nothing that tastes good.
Good old H2O. Can't beat it. So drink more of that than anything else is what I'm getting at there. So I was curious, though. I've researched a lot into this. And got a lot of experts from across the country. You know, they had their little facts and stuff, and they're all parents. So I was wondering, what do the experts do for their kids? So I'm going to read you some of these just real quick, okay? I don't want to dive too deep in this. Some do with their children. Some have rules, including since they start school, no media on weekdays, okay? They call it, they have an unplugged family dinner, and you unplug before bedtime. I thought, yeah, that's pretty simple. The reason I highlight that is, you know, real easy. You know, it's that smartphones and tablets are great babysitters, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. I'm not hating on that. There's nothing wrong with them.
Right.
But some experts argue over, is it more about time, how much time they spend on the device? And a couple other experts were like, I wasn't too strict on time. Like, I wasn't perfect.
Right.
You know, every day we'd set out to only give them an hour or so. But sometimes it was an hour and a half. Sometimes, you know, day to day, I wasn't. But I was more concerned with content.
That's what I'm more concerned with.
I wanted to highlight that. Right. It doesn't have much to do with obesity.
It does. I was going to say, because content doesn't have anything to do. But whether it be content or video, they're still sitting on their butts.
Right.
That's
not
true.
Doing anything.
Well, you want to limit it, but there are some...
I would rather them sit on their butts and not do anything and listen to something that's productive versus fuck this, fuck that, you know, especially my child.
Yeah. Yeah. So, right, again, that content doesn't have a lot to do with obesity unless they're just watching commercials all through it. But definitely be, you know, something parents need to watch out
for. Fat kids just watch food commercials.
I didn't say that.
Christina's slamming the kids today.
I know.
You shouldn't have done that. He's just a boy.
Hey, yeah,
they're fluttering down, to use your phrase.
That's Nick's phrase. He stole it.
Oh.
Another expert had a 5-2-1-0. Okay, that was his formula. Well, that means every day he set out to get his children 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Okay, sounds reasonable.
Okay.
No more than 2 hours of screens, whether it be TV, tablet, whatever, and 1 hour of physical activity. And the zero is for no sugary beverages. Okay. I'm not saying you can't give your kids sugary beverages, but you really got to. I mean, how easy is it to go grab a Coke?
Then it's to go glass grab of a mini Coke and be like, yeah, have it.
Yeah, it's too easy. So I guess if I took this formula into my own world, I guess I need to work harder with making sure it's 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. I know we do good in our house, but.
Decent.
I don't know if it's always 5, so we could do better
there.
We
do pretty good, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, and there's typically fruits and stuff sitting out.
And Joseph after dinner always eats apple.
Oh, that's cool.
He always eats it. He's like, I want an apple.
Yeah,
like he likes, but he likes fruits and vegetables too. He can eat a tomato like an apple.
Yeah,
he don't even care.
he does that. He likes candy too, though.
Yes,
but he has the option. You know, he doesn't always just. And my kids were the same way growing up. It wasn't always can I have candy, but they know that they can have candy later.
Yeah,
you know, so they also take that option of if it's there and it's accessible. He's very good to say, can I have an orange? I mean, after school, whenever I get him to the house, can I have an orange?
Yeah.
Can I have an apple?
Our girls are pretty good about it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But none of our kids are fat, so we must be decent.
We're doing something right.
I don't know. Ty was kind of chubby when he was little.
He was, huh?
In
have a little chubby Ty.
He wasn't obese. He wasn't fat by any means, but he was chubby.
What was his BMI?
I have no idea.
Fat.
But he was
Ty, you were a fat kid.
He was a chubby little shit.
And then he grew. And then he grew like 6 inches.
Yeah, and then he
skinnied
grew
up
to 6'1" and
right.
Right.
Slimmed up, you know. He had to use that fat to make him tall.
He was getting ready for it.
Right. He lost his fat dick.
Aww, Molly, I'm sorry.
It grew into his growth spurt. He got height, lost the fat D.
Damn, that sucks.
We love you, Ty.
Yeah, and something else to think about, listeners. You know, whenever we go out and, you know, we're talking about, who is an obese child? Where's the fat kid? I mean, you know what? And you start questioning yourself as a parent and your kids. Well, are they obese or not like that? You know, some kids grow at different rates. You know, sometimes you get your height before your weight and stuff like that. So don't freak out. The only thing I want you to remember is, like, you know, question some of your methods. I'm not saying you're wrong, but
could we do something different that would have a different outcome? Because what is the definition of insanity? Is keep doing the same shit and expect a different result.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Exactly. Keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Yeah. That's insanity in a nutshell. So definitely just question. There's probably some other things we could do. But man, all this talking is making me thirsty.
Me too.
Is it? You know what time it is?
I do.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! You're 30! I messed up.
You're alright. I've only done this about... How many episodes is this?
Shut your face.
We've got 10 published.
Alright.
I didn't even know. Because they won't let you number them on there.
Sweet.
Long story.
Alright, what do we got today for Beer 30?
Today, for the gentleman from the Noble Ray Brewing Company... Out of Texas, somewhere, I'm sure. Dallas, Texas. Be noble, drink noble. This one is called Sex in a Canoe. It's got a little mermaid on the front blowing me a kiss with a crab coming out of her butt.
Oh, it looks like she's winking at you.
She is. She's like, hey, got crab's fat dick.
All
right. But that's what we have. Ladies, what do y'all have?
We have some wonderful Dollar General wine.
Yes, ma'am.
From the Gallo family. It's Moscato.
Ooh.
It's pretty simple, really. We're an American family that's been making quality wines for American families since 1933.
Mm.
For 4 generations, Gallo family Vineyards has been dedicated to giving you the best tasting wines at the best tasting price.
$3.75. I agree.
Isn't that enough?
Call it our best tasting promise. I'm from Texas. It's vineyard.
It's vineyard.
It's a vineyard. Yeah. little vineyard. I love it.
Are we ready?
let's get the listeners in on this. Oh, shit.
Oh, they went everywhere.
Damn it.
Oh, now we got beer everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Stupid. Build your own six packs.
Garcon, get in here and clean this up.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, ding-a-ling-ling.
Hey, he's a little beast kid. Need some physical activity.
Yeah, that's right. Get off.
All right, Sarah, let's try ours.
What do y'all think?
I like it. For $3.75, it's badass. Right, I must say.
Let me give it a shot here.
It's real sweet.
Sex in the Canoe.
You probably won't like it.
Yeah.
You're going to try
fine.
It. Try it.
Yeah, I already did.
Oh. Jeez.
You're so pretty.
I didn't see you try it.
So pretty. Very bright. What do you think of your sex in a canoe with a crab-infested mermaid?
I think it would literally be just like real sex in a canoe, not very enjoyable.
A little wobbly.
Yeah.
It's a light beer.
It is.
Very light. Yeah, I can see why you don't like it. You like them. You like them dark.
A double IPA and a good stout.
All right, let me try it.
It's not super bad, but it's not one of my favorites.
Yeah, y'all try it, ladies.
I wouldn't buy it again.
That's the best one y'all tried. I don't like it, but it's the best
one. It's like Bud Light. She's like, I love it.
Yeah.
Tastes more like real beer or regular normal
beer.
Yeah.
Out of all the ones y'all tried, I could stomach that one.
Not very crafty, huh?
No. Yeah. I think Bud Light tried to make a craft beer and they just put a mermaid on a can with crabs.
And said, we'll put her in a canoe.
Call it sex on the canoe. Yeah. Sorry there, Noble Ray Brewing, but I'm not a fan of your... sex in a canoe.
Well, Chase dug it.
Yeah, I think if you're going to introduce somebody to craft beers, you know, somebody who's not used to it, that this is a good one to get started on.
Right. It could be.
Somebody who enjoys those extra, you know, double IPAs and stouts. Very hoppy, right. Yeah, and stouts and all that good stuff. Yeah,
stuff I can't
you're not
going to
enjoy it. A Bud Light drinker.
Would love it.
Yeah.
That's why I think I like
them
it.
Them normal folks like that beer.
The normies.
Bud Light, Coors Light, Michelob Ultra, it's right in with those.
So. Look, Gallo family, I got to give you props because I like it. And for the price, I like it even more. Mm. So
Here. All right, guys, I got a few games for us to play. Are y'all ready? We'll start off, of course, with the round robin. So,
is that a fat joke? Is it an obese robin?
He's very round robin.
He's very round.
All his parents did was feed him fat worms in his little nest, so and he never had to go fly.
He can't whistle and sing because food just flies out of his mouth.
No, I took offense to that. Come on now.
Wow.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know.
Okay, excellent.
I was trying to whistle with crackers in your mouth. That was the idea I was going with.
Right.
You can't
whistle. I can't whistle.
Oh. Yes, you can, you asshole. Asshole? That wasn't the right word.
It works.
Anyways, to get today's game, we're going to see. So I found a list. If you can go online to AEP and find all this stuff. It's different government programs out there. That you can find all this stuff. Actually, I don't think AAP is government. Anyways, I found this list from Active Kids, okay? One of the programs you can study up if you're concerned about some of the foods and activities you want to get your kids involved in. They have a whole list. But here is their list for what we consider to be healthy foods that are actually really, really bad for children. Okay?
Oh,
so that's what's going to be on this list. You're going to think it's something good, but... Really, I'll explain why it's bad, okay? So, we always seem to start with Sarah. Do you think you can handle this?
I don't know.
What do you think's on
something
there?
Something healthy.
Well, we're thinking healthy, but really it's not very good for children. Not very healthy snack, though we think it is. What do you think?
Oh, I've got one right now.
I think I have one.
You think you got one?
Carrots.
Carrots, no. Carrots aren't on the list.
Carrots are good for you.
I know.
No. You're trying to figure out. It's fine. Enjoy a sip of Gallowell.
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 Gallowell. It's the well from hell. Gallowell.
Enjoy your Gallo wine.
Moby Fat Dick.
From that vineyard. Moby what?
Moby Fat Dick.
She has got dick.
She
on
has
the
got
brain
penis
today.
Penis.
Well,
on
it
the
was.
Brain.
It's a running joke. I thought I'd just. You were talking about.
No,
Moby
running
Dick.
Through your
well,
head.
Moby
for
Dick.
Sure.
I mean.
All right, what do you think, Rash?
Applesauce.
Applesauce, number one. Very good.
Yeah.
I will consume for it. Reason being...
Yeah, give me the reason, because Joseph eats the shit out of it.
Yeah. Cadence does too.
100 calories, but 88% is sugar, like Mott's. Mott's is usually what most people buy, because it's, you know...
It's the most popular applesauce out there.
Right, and it's usually cheap, but they're not saying applesauce is completely horrible, but it's definitely something you want to read in. You want to make sure it's one of those... I'm not always the one that says buy organic, but if your kid eats a lot of applesauce, definitely look for the organic, because Mott's actually adds sugar to something. Fruits are virtually sugar anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So something to think about.
Right. Well, one of the diets that I've done in the past, apples was a big thing of it, and you can make your own applesauce, and we couldn't have sugars, but you could do sativa or something like that.
Right.
Blending an apple up with some water in a blender and putting some, a little bit of sativa in it, tasted just like applesauce, and it's the same exact thing. So, I mean, there's ways around that if your kid loves applesauce,
He likes applesauce.
Yeah. He does like applesauce.
Or just give him a fresh apple.
he likes apples.
Yeah, he likes apples.
That's completely fine, too. So
we're just going to put this in a blender and chop it up.
Right. Yeah. Right. He's older. He has teeth.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Right. I understand infants. So when you're buying infant food and you want to do the applesauce is fine, but definitely... read your labels.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to teach you. We're talking about health is what we're talking about. I'm not going to sit here and say count calories, do P90X. I'm not going to rant and rave about all that stuff. I will say that alone. If you learn anything from this episode, read the damn labels.
But be careful with that, because if it says zero, it might not actually be zero. Because legally, if it's less than a certain percentage and it doesn't reach the, what counts as 1 gram or whatever it is, they can legally count it as zero because it's a point of it, even though it's got sugar in it. So just be mindful of that too.
Yeah, very good point. But I mean, everything in moderation.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Everything in moderation.
That's like saying every label I read and it says zero. I'm like, no, I gotta go dive deeper.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna research all that shit.
Well, you can
zero.
You can look on the can though, because like this I have a flavored water and it says zero sugars. But if you look at the ingredients, let's see here, it is called aspartame. That's sugar.
No.
It's a sweetener.
It's aspartame. It's not sugar.
But it's still a sweetener. It's still a sugar thing, kind of a thing. So it's still, there is stuff in it.
It's sugar.
All right. So. What's your guess?
What's your guess on the list
here? Oh, fruit juices, like fruit drinks, fruit punch and stuff.
Fruit juice, very good. Some can contain same number of calories and sugars as a soft drink.
Mm-hmm.
So just because a little picture of an apple or orange or something, again, read the labels. They do have the benefits of vitamins and antioxidants.
Vitamins?
Did I just say vitamins?
You did say vitamins.
Vitamins and antioxidants. But when you squeeze the juice... Do what?
Nothing. I'm talking to myself.
Well, everybody's listening to you. Some contain... they do have vitamins, of course. Antioxidants.
Vitamins.
Vitamins. But when you squeeze the juice out from your fruit, of course, you lose the fiber. So eating them is healthier. Very good, very good. What about you, Sarah? You want to try your chances again?
No.
That's why Ty was chunky. Ty was chunky. She doesn't know. No, I'm just playing.
Have you seen my daughter?
Very, very thin. Yep. I'm just playing. We love you, Ty. And I love you too, Sarah.
He stole all his sister's food. That's it.
Corn rice, starving to death.
Yeah. Ty's stealing all the food.
Well, not anymore. What's the reason she's so bitty now?
Logan's stealing it. No, Logan's stealing
it. She's dog poor. That's probably why. Come on. What do kids eat every day? Every day when they wake up?
Cereal.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Cereal's on here.
She's fucking hand feed it to her. Take your drink.
I love Sarah and I'm looking at her. Take my drink. Simply processed carbs with little protein is what most cereals are, and a ton of sugar depending on what you're eating there. So not saying it's completely bad, but you definitely want to look for whole grain cereals, and of course use low fat or fat free milk. Okay. It also said, like, I just had to throw this out here, you need to, because it contains no protein, and children need protein to grow right. It says you should add eggs or Greek yogurt. And I don't. Yeah, but
to a cold cereal.
Yeah, that's how they said it.
Well,
I'm sure they mean separate. But yeah, I was just thinking of a bowl of runny eggs or Greek yogurt
with milk.
Did I say that on the commercial? Part of a balanced breakfast.
Yeah, that's how they get away with
The part of a balanced breakfast.
Yeah, it doesn't even need to be a part of it. So, anyways, moving on the list.
Granola bars.
Granola bars.
Like cereal bars and
stuff.
Yeah,
wasn't mentioned just like that, but I'm accepted because it said energy bars.
Okay.
So pretty close right there. Plenty of carbs. Carbs, of course, essential. You got to have carbs. That's the fuel for your body. But again, watch out because they add sugars, you know?
Yeah.
And they also have a couple other sugars here.
Carbs right? Turn into sugar, too, in your body.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you don't burn them off. So something to think about there. It went into different types of sugar alcohols, but I'm not going to attempt to say those things. All right, baby, what do you think?
What's fruit up? Snacks.
Fruit snacks. Ring-a-ding-ding. Very good.
You know about the fruit.
Let me take a drink here.
I like those.
Like all these round robins, I get the brunt of the drinks at the beginning.
Sarah gave you some. Or took a little bit of heat off of you.
Yeah, appreciate it, Sarah. Welch's fruit snacks, very unhealthy, ranging from 80 to 90 calories per tiny pouch. You ever notice they come in little bags?
Yeah. There's like 7 fruit snacks, little gummies in there.
Yeah, there's only like 7. They got up to 80 to 90 calories. No protein, no fiber, and of course, better to eat the real thing. So if you want to have a fruit, have a freaking
have an orange, not a fruit snack.
Yep. All right, got 2 more on this list. Sarah, you want to take a stab at it? Nope.
I'm just going to drink.
And we love you for it, Rash.
I don't know, like, not crackers, but like Cheez-Its and
okay.
Goldfish
and things like
you,
that.
You complain me feeding it to her, so I'm going to let you have that one. That's not what we're looking for, but you're pretty close. Snack packs, like little Oreo snack pack things.
Right.
They come in little bags of cookies and
stuff. Right, well, that's Cheez-Its do the same thing, don't they?
Yeah.
Cheez-Its and Goldfish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was their example, but you're close enough to me.
Why would they use that as an example? Because that's an obvious, you know, it's a cookie.
Well, this is how they try to sell it. So they're trying to sell some of the labeling on these packages.
100 calories per package. 100 calorie
packs, okay? And of course they say, why not give your kid 18 almonds instead of 18 mini Oreos?
Yeah.
So something to think about. Just because it's under 100 calories, hey, if you're giving them a snack to hold them over to the full meal, why not just use a healthier one there?
Right.
All right. So one last one on the list. Now this one's real hard because it's actually healthy.
Is it something like salad or something? Because it depends on what you put on it and with it.
Who the hell is feeding their kids salads?
Well, you're trying to feed your kids.
No, this is something you think.
I'm saying, is it something along those lines? Something like that. You know, everybody thinks a salad's healthy, but then they put, you know, all this junk on it, and then it becomes unhealthy?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to think of it that way, yeah.
But chicken nuggets?
Think kids, no.
Okay. Drink. Ooh. I was going to say that, because everybody, you know, does those chicken nuggets. Oh, it's chicken, you know. Why do you chicken?
Good, blah, blah, blah. Good idea. I was just trying to think of the parents who were feeding the kids salads.
Little Johnny, you want a salad? Hell no, Mom.
That's my stick oldest that daughter.
Stick it up your butt.
Chloe, when she was a little girl, she was like 3 or 4, and she would ask for a salad. She loves them.
She likes vegetables and fruits, just like Joseph. She figured that out real quick.
Right.
I'm just going to give this one, because it's the last one, and I don't think you'll get to it. Peanut butter.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, peanut butter.
I actually thought of peanut butter.
I was going to say peanut butter.
Right on. Okay. It was on there. Again, all natural peanut butter and jelly packed with goodness. I mean, you got proteins, fiber, unsaturated fats, all this good stuff. The problem is when you buy commercial brand stuff, they add a lot of sugar and salt. So, again, you need salt. You need sugar. You don't need it in these quantities. So, be pretty particular if you consume a lot of peanut butter in your homes. Make sure you're looking out for it. They also offered other alternatives. Have y'all ever tried almond butter?
Yep.
I've never tried it.
You like it?
Yeah, it's good.
It's good?
Is that like Nutella? No. What is Nutella?
Nutella is like all chocolate. Sugar.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, it's chocolate spread? Oh, I thought it was like a healthy substitute kind of thing. Oh, okay. I've never tried it.
It has more sugar than...
Peanut butter.
Oh, okay. I've never tried it.
Yeah, they also mentioned sunflower seed butter. I've never tried it.
I've never tried that.
Okay. So some healthy snacks, since we mentioned all the bad ones. A lot of do-it-yourself, because then you can control the content of the sugar and stuff. So you can have fruit smoothies. Yeah, you can have fruit smoothies. Just now you get to decide how much sugar's in them. If you just, you know, just kind of like you can make your own yogurt. Yogurt's not bad, but, you know, when you buy those little packages off the store, they have a ton of sugar.
Those little go-gurts.
Yeah, they have a bunch of crap in them. Basically, they're ice cream after you add all the other junk in them. So.
Especially when you have to freeze them. And then you put them in their lunches so they'll be defrosted by noon or whatever.
Right.
Which these kids eat like at 10 o'clock in the morning in the elementaries. They're still frozen yogurts.
Yeah.
Still ice cream.
Absolutely. whole apples and string cheese, always a great one. You mentioned earlier you put cheese, but put on whole grain crackers is always better. So you can add your little protein and cheese onto
Melba
the whole
toast.
Crack. Yeah, Melba toast is fine. Whole grain cereal, again, low fat milk. Cereal bars, again, read the labels. Not all of them are packed with sugar and everything. Do y'all know what ants on a log is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's cereal with peanut butter and raisins.
Yeah,
nailed it. Okay.
Absolutely. I know what ants in a log is.
That's a good one.
I don't like celery or raisins, so I have no clue what that was.
Yeah, they mentioned it. I just don't like raisins, so I could do the peanut butter and celery. Always a good one. Again, peanut butter, check your label.
I like peanut butter and apples.
Avocado on toast. Basically guac on toast.
Yeah.
They mentioned that for a healthy snack as kids. I don't think I could sell that one very easily.
I don't know. Avocados are pretty good.
Avocado's good.
We have a nephew that adores them and eats them. Well, can eat an avocado like an apple.
Yeah.
So.
They're good.
Oh, like I said, I was just saying I'd have a hard time selling it. You could also do do-it-yourself fruit wraps. Take a spread of tortilla out and put... they said nut butter or jam, then top
nut
it
butter.
Nut butter
with your fat mix.
And put fruit on it, stuff, roll them back up, and then cut them in little stuff. So yeah, make your own fruit snack.
Because I'm sorry, but that's what I want with my tortillas, a strawberry.
I know, right?
Or grapes. That's does not sound good.
If you're 4 or 5 years old, you might. said do-it-yourself protein balls. You can do that. They look like meatballs, but it's just little protein things that don't have to be refrigerated or anything like that. All these recipes are online, and then of course,
so fruit and balls. I mean, that could be just a normal meatball, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was
meatball
thinking.
Is just protein.
Very true, but you know, again, well, whenever you make a meatball, you're using a lot of red meat and stuff. So,
which is protein?
It's protein, but
so what are then these meatballs then?
I don't know.
You're talking about like snack, but like a snack, versus a meal.
Right, because a meatball you'd have to keep refrigerated and heated up, and I'm not hating on that. Yeah, that's packed full of protein, but that's why.
So are they taking?
Hold on, fish and stuff like that's going to be better than the red meat. That's all I meant by that statement. And then the protein balls are probably made out of
like the salami. Well, I was gonna say like those salamis that you know when you get those Christmas things that have the cheese and meat in them.
I'm talking a protein bar that they've rolled up into little balls.
Oh,
that you do it yourself.
Protein bar into a ball.
I don't know.
Oh.
I understand.
How do you roll a big salami into a ball?
I was trying to think of a meat that wasn't refrigerated. I didn't realize you were saying protein bar.
No,
but
I love
those meats have already been processed and wrapped.
I thought they were taking those and rolling them and giving them to their kids.
No, I understand. You two heard balls and you're wondering where the meat was. I understand.
Wow.
I see where your minds go. No, protein ball could be the same thing as
me.
They were worth it. You're like, where's the meat?
Well, no, my thing was because he said you can make protein balls. I was like, so you could just use meat. You can just use ground beef and roll into a ball, and it's a protein ball.
That's why I was thinking this a lot. When you said you'd have to be refrigerated, I was like,
his mind's the one in the gutter.
Are you taking Spam?
Where's the meat? Y'all are cracking me up. All right. One last game real quick. Let's see if we can do Stone Face again. Y'all ready?
Stone Face. Oh, crap.
Okay. What's wrong, baby? All right. Stone Face, listeners, is kind of like the things you see on YouTube. I'm going to tell some really stupid jokes and see if I can get one of our other hosts here to crack up. They crack up, they have to drink. If they don't, well, then I'll drink. But anyways, before we begin, I got some Yo Mama jokes.
Oh, no.
I found these. They had a disclaimer on their website. Before we begin, we want to make it perfectly clear that we have nothing against your mother. We've never met the woman, but she sounds like an upstanding person and a nurturing, wonderful parent.
In disclaimer.
In disclaimer.
See, you gotta have them.
Yo mama's so fat, she's on both sides of the family.
Nothing. A drink, brother.
Yeah, that's on you.
I didn't know we were doing your mama so fat, so I got a lot of them. I've been researching them.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead. You can play.
And your mama's so fat, she jumped up in there and got stuck. Oh, see, they're all falling flat.
Unlike your mama.
All right, you got a drink for that.
I got Sarah to laugh.
Dang it.
It sucks, huh? Yo mama's so fat, when she fell, I didn't laugh, but the sidewalk cracked up.
You got me on that one. That's a good
Christina.
You got me on that one.
Yo mama's so fat, when she goes camping, the bears hide their food.
Damn. Christina and Sarah both.
She's laughing at Christina. Try not to laugh.
Sarah's laughing at Christina.
That's so funny.
All right.
I love a good lame joke. What can I say?
Yeah, this is no offense to anybody's mom. I just thought they were too funny. But I had to. We're doing childhood obesity, yeah. So I was trying to do the jokes with the theme, and I was like, I don't want to do a bunch of fat kid jokes.
Right, yeah.
I'm gonna pick on mama.
I'm gonna pick on mama.
All right, I got two more. We'll end it here. Yo, mama's so fat, her car has stretch marks.
Dang.
No. Oh, backfired on me. No.
What's the one that your mama's so fat she's on both sides of the family?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That was the first one he said.
No, that was the first one.
Yeah. No, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Dang it.
Wow, where are you?
Not here, apparently.
He trying to think of anything else besides the joke, so he doesn't have to laugh. All right, last one, and this was my favorite, so that's probably going to backfire because I said that. Yo mama's so fat she can't even jump to a conclusion.
Damn, that's pretty bad.
I'm going to take it because I'm laughing because what movie is it that the guy makes the office space.
Jump to conclusions, Matt.
That's what, and I was trying, I pictured like Mama June, yeah. You know, Honey Boo Boo, jumping on this mat like a twister mat kind of a thing. Yeah, that's why I cracked up.
Very good. That one was great, man. I love those jokes that go just out of left field.
Wordplay.
Yeah, wordplay. I love those. All right, so, yep, talking about childhood obesity, we'll go on here. So, we talked about how parents, what we can do to fix it, what the experts try to do. I'm not saying you have to do it, but, you know, like anything, you know, take a few notes and maybe apply a few to your own world, how it works best for you and your family.
Yeah, because it's hard to adhere to all of this all the time, you know, and you'll run yourself ragged trying to keep, you know, all of that. I mean, yeah, nobody's going to... Well, there are people that can follow these guidelines, exactly.
Yeah.
But most of us have lives that are very involved and busy and stuff. And, you know, it is easier to give your kid a fruit snack and a Coke one day. You know, it's like we have a soccer game in a minute. We got to get going or whatever. You know, that's your snack. Sorry. Yeah. You know, some days it's okay. You know, but everybody can strive to be better, you
yeah.
know.
And yeah, that's, as long as you have that attitude, yeah. You know. I can do a little better next time. I mean, yeah, we're not always going to be perfect, and you shouldn't beat yourself up for it every
Well,
day.
It's okay for them to have candy sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay for them to have the Coke sometimes. Yeah. It's the people that let them have that and only that
yeah.
all mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a kid deserves to have some candy occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What's a childhood without ice cream or cake?
The other night, we were...
Shitty childhood. Yeah. Welcome to my world. No, I'm kidding.
The other night, I had to go to Allsup's after dinner, and... Of course, Joseph's watching a video or something. I go in his room and I said, do you want to go to Allsup's with me? And he's like, no. And I was like, you're lost. And go to leave. And he's like, wait.
What do you mean by that?
So, what are you going to get me?
So then he wants to go. And I was like, you want some ice cream? He's like, really? I mean, they need it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's fun for them. It's
it
a treat.
It makes memories.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
he'd
yeah.
been good at school. Right. He'd had good grades.
Yeah,
you know,
as all of us parents know, is we treat it as a treat and not as a
constant.
Like getting an ice cream sandwich every day after school, or you know, because we keep ice cream in the freezer. But I guarantee you, I bought a half a gallon. I guess it's how they sell Blue Bell
mm-hmm.
over 6 months ago, and we still have it.
Okay, now ice cream goes quick in this house, so.
Because I'm on a stupid diet and I can't have it no more.
That's why it's still there.
Well, yeah, everybody take a little bit and make it to your own. But I mean, this has been a national epidemic for several years.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's not just us; other very developed countries are having issues with it as well. I mean, in February this year, London they. Passed a ban against junk food advertisement across London's public transportation network because they were thinking it's so bad. So we don't even want the advertisements to reach little eyes or little ears.
Like they're taking away, but they still have cigarette ads though in Europe, don't they?
Oh, I don't know. I don't live there.
Well, I mean, the only reason why I know that my uncle was with the Marlboro company for years, and he would do the commercials and stuff, but. They would only air them in Europe at the time because they couldn't air them here. So, but they I don't know if they still have them, but they're taking away the junk food. Advertisements, but not the cigarette ones?
Actually,
I mean, I don't know.
Actually, that makes more sense to me. I know more people who have heart issues and obesity-related illnesses than I do people with lungs. And granted, we don't show the smoking advertisements here or anything like that. I do know in Amsterdam, like they used to, you know, that's where you can get your pot, right? That's where you sit in the pot houses and smoke it all up. Well, they used to mix it, you know, half and half with tobacco, you know, so you get some flavor and stuff like that and get the nicotine as well. Well, they actually started banning the tobacco in those places.
Really?
Yeah, because of the negative health. So I don't know if there's a lot of advertisements in Europe about smoking, but as far as going back to our subject, childhood obesity, yeah, the Londoners are getting so upset about it that they've actually pushed to ban junk food advertising. And like I said, that's just on London's public transportation network. There's some other things they're doing. What is it? Good food at home, reducing food insecurity, and trying to help to ensure all Londoners can eat well at home, taking rising levels of food insecurity. So, all right, so that was London, you know, but we all remember First Lady Michelle Obama. She started a program called Let's Move. It was a public health campaign in the United States. The campaign aims to reduce childhood obesity and encourage a healthy lifestyle in children. What?
What's so funny?
Well, you said the name of the company is Let's Move, and there's some like little podunk moving company in like Indianapolis, Indiana, or something. Some oddball, you know, just tucked in, and that
because
was their slogan.
Indianapolis is podunk. Fucking huge metropolis.
I don't know why that popped in my head. Sorry, Indianapolis, if we have any listeners there. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, right.
Well, I thought I'd try, maybe one day.
That's funny.
But that's, oh yeah, anyway. Yeah.
All right. It was established in 2004, recognizing those schools that participate in the National School Lunch Program that have created healthier school environments through promotion of nutrition and physical activity. So, what do y'all think about that?
So, it's just like it was back in the day when you get cafeteria food and PE.
Right, but her movement, specifically the Healthier U.S. School Challenge was that, you know, Back when we were in school, they didn't really care how much grease and where the food came from, stuff like
that.
We had
Coke machines still.
Yeah, they were just throwing any kind of food out there. And yeah, well, Christina went to a hoity-toity school. That's why she mentioned that. She had like McDonald's and Taco Bell in the cafeteria in the high school.
No.
What'd you have? You had like
We had three lines.
Okay.
We had the hot lunch line, and then they had the salad bar, okay, like a salad line, and then they had like the junk food where it was always there's pizza and Crispitos and nachos.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well,
that was
I know.
We had one line.
That's what I'm talking about. That's hoity-toity to me. Yeah.
It was in the Metroplex. It was, I mean, it was near Dallas,
If you don't like what you're getting, you gonna start.
That's it, yeah.
In where we live, they did change, like, the whole lunch menu when all this came
they
into
did here
effect.
Too.
They have vending machines. Even in the elementary school, they have vending machines. But they can only have water. They can only have certain drinks, and they can only have food that is, you know, meets a certain specification. School parties, they tried to do it for a long time, and they don't really follow it that much anymore, but they could only have healthy snacks. They could have popcorn. They could have fruits. You couldn't bring cookies or cupcakes or...
Well, our school hasn't
done that
to,
like, even the Christmas party or the Halloween party, you couldn't have...
Could you imagine being a kid going through that? Thanks for the Christmas party. I really love popcorn.
But popcorn and toothbrush.
Now they've gotten where, you know, like at parties and stuff, they'll let you do it again.
Kids
but
need
then
those
for a
treats.
While, when my kids were in elementary school, they got to a point where they stopped every bit of that.
Wow.
No, well, they could have the party, but they couldn't have the sweet snacks.
Well, it depends. I mean, because my kids make out like bandits every Halloween, or they used to when they're little enough to enjoy it. And shoot, we'd have candy in this house for months after Halloween. So, I don't know. You know, elementaries, they have a lot of little celebrations. I miss elementary. I wish my job was more like elementary. What happened to nap time and parties for every occasion? For
you get to watch
birthday.
A movie.
I learned the letter A. Party. Yay.
No, I don't know. I think it's a good idea. I think schools should definitely help out. You know, that's the one place where, you know, parents can't have full control over what a child sees and eats and all that.
Well, I mean, I see their point too, but at the same time, I don't want the school to raise my kid.
No, I agree, and they shouldn't, but you know what I mean? If you're doing a good job raising your kid, that is the one place where strangers are, you know, at the helm of your kid's education, what they learn and see. So I'm glad they're thinking healthy. Does that make sense? Yeah. Maybe some of those are a little extreme. Again, what's a childhood without...
Cupcake party.
Yeah.
Christmas cookies.
Yeah, it'll be all right. But we don't need to overload them. And, you know, if you feed them a cupcake for that day, that's great. Right. They come home and they get more cupcakes and they get more candy and they chug a soda to chase it all down with. Now we've got issues.
Just because they ask doesn't mean they get.
Right. So we mentioned a lot on food real quick before we get out of here. So physical activity, this is what nationally they're looking for. Children, you know, for little kids all the way to 17-year-olds need at least 60 minutes of physical activity per day. And it's weird how they wrote it out. They said for at least 5 days out of the week for 6 out of 8 weeks. So I guess you get a... I know some weightlifting programs, they want you to have, like, you do 4 weeks of intense workout material every day, and then you take a week break. And that's not that you don't do anything, but it's not near as intense. You give your body that 1 week to kind of catch its breath, relax,
reset a little,
and then you go back into it. So I guess that's what they mean there. But yeah, at least 60 minutes for little kids to teenagers. They say the biggest problem in this country right now is actually teenagers not getting enough. So we all had the jock class when we were going through. Those were the athletic kids who were real into it. So obviously I'm not talking to them, but all the other kids that don't pursue baseball and stuff like that, well, they don't have any other outlet.
And with the way technology is now, I mean, they're not, you don't go out and play outside and do that kind of stuff when you're a teenager. So you're definitely not getting that kind of exercise, and you're just in front of a screen. That's all they're doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, so make sure those kids get out. Intense physical athletic training is not for them, but they need to find some kind of outlet.
Right. Something to do.
There's always disc golf, something.
There's always Red Rover, Red Rover. There's always hide and seek.
And that is fun as a teenager. Hide and seek.
Yeah.
They do that now. Oh, yeah. They call it cops and robbers, and they use their vehicles.
Oh, my goodness. Ty.
Shout out, Ty.
That's funny. Just Mariah, the one that does it. Y'all are worried about Ty.
Oh, Mariah. Thought you were the good one.
That's exactly why she's the one that did it. Everybody thought she's an angel.
But what you were saying, you know, those campaigns and all these, you know, pushing these programs and stuff. I know that a few of the Coke companies, Coke and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper and all of them, they've teamed up and they've got a program. I think it's called Everything in Balance, Eat, Play, Balance, or something like that. And if you look on the front of most Coke cases, like at Dollar General and stuff, they'll have a sticker, balance what you do to what you intake. Have you a Coke, but make sure you're getting out and moving. That same thing applies to little kids, you know, and teenagers. Mm. They've got to balance it.
Yeah, absolutely. And adults, we need to work out too. To Sarah's point earlier, you know, if you're sitting on the couch the whole time, don't sit there and expect, hey, go play outside, kid. You need your activity. I heard it on this podcast. You need to go run around for an hour, and then you sit there and keep watching Game of Thrones or Peaky Blinders or whatever the hell it is. You know, you're being a hypocrite. Of course, the kid's not going to go outside. They're going to go outside and then play on their tablet. So join your kids. Get up. You need the exercise, too. It's 30 minutes, by the way, is what they say for an adult. But, I mean, 30 minutes of actually getting your heart rate above normal. You know what I mean? Work out.
Take it out of you.
Yeah, breathe. Got to breathe. Got to move around. So that's all I got for the facts this week. We're going to do...
Facts.
We're going to do... Those are facts.
Yeah. Oh, I know. No. Words. Just let me have them.
Words. Give me them words.
Just want them words.
Words.
I'm gonna give you your words. We're going to do a little rant session before we leave out of here.
All right.
Are you ready? We're ready to wrap. We'll get started with you.
No. No, what it boils down to is as many programs as the government implements... or schools try to implement, or marketing campaigns are implemented by huge corporate companies. It all boils down to parents. Watch your kids. Feed your kids right. Get involved with your kids. Don't be a lazy parent. And that's the rant I've got.
I like it.
And my rant's the exact same.
Yeah.
It boils down
to the
parents.
Okay, good. We don't need to listen to it.
All
right. I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
No, same thing. It boils down to the parents. You control what your kids can put in and out, you know, in and out their mouth. Yeah, I guess you don't want spitting it out. But but I'm just saying, parents, you know, and just because they ask doesn't mean they get, you know, and don't spoil your kids and have fat babies. There you go. That's my rant.
Okay. All right. So I got it. Don't be a lazy parent and spoil the fat babies. Okay.
Don't spoil the fat babies.
Don't spoil the fat babies. Okay. What you got, sir?
I just stand where I did earlier. I mean, I think that you need to monitor your kids and watch what they're doing and make them get out and be active.
Yeah.
Get out and be active with them. Yeah. You know? I mean, I used to walk every evening and my kids would go with me. You know, when they were little, they'd ride their bike beside me. They'd walk with me. Even now, today, if I called Mariah and said, hey, I'm going to go walk, she'd be like, I'll be there in a minute with my dog.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, just be active.
Yeah.
Be active with them.
Mama duck and her baby ducks going down the street.
Aww. That's why they're my chickens.
They're chickens.
Chickens.
They're my chickens.
Very good. Yeah, I'm with every one of y'all. I think we could do better as parents every day. Strive to do a little better than we did the day before. Not saying y'all are all bad parents, but I mean, even a good parent could honestly admit to me, hey, there's a little more effort I could put into certain things. So definitely check labels. Just because some company who's money hungry tells you they have healthy foods does not mean they are healthy. I promise you that.
That's right.
They're there to make a profit, so that's why they sell it like they do. So make sure to read your labels and be active with your kids, man. Find something they're into. I don't care if it's underwater basket weaving. That's a physical activity. Get into it with them.
I mean, you got to hold your breath.
Got to swim. Got to do something. A little hand-eye coordination.
If I don't get this weaved in here, I'm going to die. Like, I got to make this right.
So some intense training. A lot of those kids go off to be Navy SEALs.
Right.
Very intense. Little unknown fact there. So.
You can't hold your breath underwater for more than 10 minutes without everybody.
You can't do basket weaving.
You're going to learn today.
Yeah. Just a fool.
All right, hope y'all enjoyed it. We always have fun doing these. If you want to comment, chime in, we love to hear anything you got on your mind. We're always looking for subject topics, and like I said, love to hear from you. Tell us what you think, and find us on Gmail if you want to private message us. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. The number one is an expert all together. You can find us at any of those social media platforms. So feel free to go on there, comment, send us some jokes, send us some hate.
Send us something.
I don't care.
Anything, words, just words. You can write word and put 5 stars. We'd be happy.
Yeah. Please put 5 stars on there. It helps us keep it going. We appreciate it. What you got for him, Rash?
Oh, I need money. money.
You whore.
Now, any donations would be greatly appreciated. It could be 10 cents. It could be $10. We don't care. Because we travel south to see them, they travel north to see us, and it costs gas money. And, you know, we don't always have it, so sometimes these episodes come out a little late. But if you'd like to donate money, send it to everythenumberonesexpert@paypal.com.
That's right. And share us. Tell your friends. Get the word out there. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and, of course, Anchor. Tell your friends. Share. Like. Get it out there.
Also, I have us on Instagram.
About
so
time.
Check us out.
Yay! Yay.
Yeah, it took a minute.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Yeah. I do. I didn't say I'd do it right then. I'm a procrastinator.
Amen.
Procrastination.
Yep.
She's definitely a professional at it.
Yeah.
But it gets done, doesn't it?
Eventually.
Not when it's supposed to be. Not when it's supposed to be. That's the hint. Procrastination.
That's how I roll. Okay, right. But it still gets done.
All right. We're going down a fighting hole at the end here. We had fun. Hope y'all did too. Like I said, we'd love to hear from y'all. And as always, enjoyed it. So we'll catch y'all next time.
Deuces.
See ya.
Bye.
Peace.